bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. You know, I started this podcast to share the stories of others. And I was really happy with the way the first year with this went. I took that little hiatus and I'm trying to get back into the groove of everything. A lot of life changes have happened. If you hear squeaking or crinkling or in the background, that is my puppy chewing and me trying to get the puppy's attention to keep it in view while I sit here and record this podcast so that she does not destroy anything within the room that I'm currently in. It's been great. She's about 12 weeks old, Golden Doodle. Her name is Simba. Yes, I recognize that Simba was the male version of the lion and the Lion King. However, I love the name Simba, but that is the name that my wife wanted to go with, despite gender. So I like it. Actually, if you did not know, in Swahili, Simba means lion. So, fun fact for you. I'm trying to get back in this groove. You know, I've relocated now. I'm in a new place, trying to transition and figure things out. And I knew that I've been wanting to podcast. I've been wanting to get back out there and get back into a routine with this. But I just have a lot on my mind, especially today and within the last couple of days. And that's what I really want to talk about and focus on today is happiness. How do you know you're happy, and how do you know what you're intending to do to be happy? And, you know, I'm very excited because at the end of this week, I get to go to California for a day and do a speaker workshop. And I'm super excited for that because it's a new opportunity, and that's a chance for me to continue to grow and develop and learn more about the field of public speaking. What can I do to improve? I'm super excited to get to hear from some experts in the field, essentially, and to learn more from them. But as I've been in this new transition of life, you know, I left my old job trying to find a new job, essentially, trying to find a new routine, trying to find what is it that I should be doing, what is it that's going to make me happy. And today, I quit a job, and do I regret it? Maybe a little bit, but also no. Because how many times, at least twice within the past year, have you heard me say you need to make sure that you're finding what it is that's going to make you happy? What is it that you're passionate about? What is it that you want to do? What is it that makes you want to wake up every morning and go do X, Y, or Z? And yes, I recognize sometimes we're stuck in what we have and with what we're given. But we also have the ability to create our own lives. We have the ability to shape and to really take the action that we need to take and to take our happiness into account. I think too often we look at happiness as something that's just on the side. We have slight control over it, but we don't have full control over it. And I disagree. We have 100% control over our happiness. So let me give you an example here. I have two jobs. I just quit one. Why? Because I wasn't happy. I dreaded going to work. Were the coworkers great? Yes. Phenomenal. Loved it. Was I happy with the money? Yeah. I couldn't complain. But was it really worth all the dreading I was doing? If I was going in for a shift in the evening, was it really worth dreading that shift the entire day, and then during the shift thinking, oh my gosh, if I get cut, or if I could just get sent home, or blah, 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 blah. When really, I'm in total control of my happiness. Yes, that just means that I have to work ever so much harder now to find another job, or to find something that I'm going to be happy with, something that I'm going to be able to get the income to pay the bills that I need to pay. But again, we're in control of our happiness. You know, I've experienced two deaths within the past year. One of my grandmother and one of a family friend. And that's, again, just within the past year of doing this podcast and everything. But you have to think that I've said before, time and time again, life is too short for us not to be happy. Life is too short for us not to be doing what it is we want to be doing. Had I been smarter and asked my grandma when I should have asked my grandma about getting on the podcast and everything, the opportunity, or my friend Christy, the opportunity to have those people on the podcast would have never left. They would have been able to be on this podcast. You would have heard their voice. You would have heard their story, but I waited. And so if you sit here and you take that example and put it into a different perspective of you and your life, what is it that you're waiting for? Because if you're waiting for something, A, it may or may not happen. B, the reason it may or may not happen is because are you even going to take the action, or are you stuck? Are you in the I can't even think of the word right now, quicksand. It's glue or mud or something. Quicksand, essentially. I think that sometimes we just, our foot is in the quicksand and our foot's there. We see something. It's out of reach, though, our happiness or what it is that we actually want to be doing or actually are thriving for. It's just out of reach. And we're just going to settle and say, you know what? This quicksand, the more I pull away to try and get closer to that goal, the more I'm getting pulled into the quicksand. So I'm just going to sit here in the quicksand because I'm not moving anymore. And so if I stop trying to reach out and stop trying to do what it is that would make me even happier, I'm just going to sit here in this dead-end job or this dead-end relationship or this dead-end fill-in-the-blank because this is the easier thing to do. I think sometimes we get too stuck in taking the easy way out of things. Would it have been easier to stay in that job, be miserable going to work and getting the money and at least having bills to pay? It was an option, but again, it would have been one of those stuck points where now I just know what I need to do. I know I need to work harder. I know that I need to really bust my butt to apply for jobs, bust my butt to get an income to help provide for me and my family, to provide for me, my wife, and my dog, to pay the bills that I need to pay, to do the medical things that I need to do. It's really all on us. It would, like I said, it would be easy to have stayed in that job, to have just done that mundane life. We are too afraid to take risks. We're too afraid to try that new thing, steps outside of our comfort zone, when really that's what we need to be doing more of. Take that risk. Take that leap. Because yes, could I be in a rut within the next month? 100%. I'm not going to lie to you. Could very much be in a rut financially. But I'm willing to take the risk, willing to take the chance to find another job, to focus on what I want to focus on, and to make sure that I'm driven enough to know what I need to do to get us from point A to point B. And so that's my message to you for this week. A short little podcast, but that you are in control of your own happiness. Don't let the fear of something else or the risk of something else impede or deter you from doing or getting or accomplishing. I was going to say or completing, but that's the same as accomplishing. What it is that you want. Check out the podcast. I'm on Audio Boom. I'm also on iTunes and Spotify. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. TrentSpeaks@gmail.com or Trent Speaks on Facebook and Trent Speaks on Instagram. If you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, again, follow me on other those social media sites. Shoot me an email. I'd be more than happy to have you as a guest here on the podcast, whether we're calling you in or doing this live and in person. Let's get you on. Let's get you on the podcast. Everyone has a story to share. Everyone has a message. And I'm excited to kind of see where we're going to go with this over the next year. I'm back, baby. I'm really going to get back in routine this time. Again, you are in control of your own happiness. Don't just take the easy way out. Do what it is you want to do. Life's too short otherwise. Peace and blessings.